Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The most recent land survey that was conducted by the California Department of Water Resources indicated that there is more than 982,000 acres of irrigated or potentially irrigated cropland in northern Sacramento Valley. Alan Fulton is an irrigation and water resource advisor with UC Cooperative Extension in Tehama County. He works in the four-county area of the northern Sacramento Valley, covering Tehama, Colusa, Shasta, and Glenn counties. Fulton noted what type of work they've been doing recently.
Well, we actually just finished one of our irrigation experiment harvests over the weekend.
And what was the goal of this experiment?
So it was actually looking at early season water management decisions. Basically, kind of the question of, or the decision of when to begin the irrigation season. How sensitive is that window?
Not all of the data has been collected and analyzed yet, but Fulton commented on the preliminary evaluation of their findings.
We could kind of tell from just field weights versus at least last year's field weights that it does look like the crop's up a little bit this year.
The experiment is being conducted through field observations of walnut trees. Fulton cited some more of their early discoveries.
So we had quite a range in irrigate or decision points. So in other words, on Chandler variety, our earliest timing was for this year around the first week of May.
Now, is the first week of May the average time that growers begin their irrigation programs?
That's in the ballpark. Sometimes it can be earlier, you know, how the spring kind of treats us. Sometimes it can get, you'll see kind of commonly late April as well.
Fulton and his research team are working diligently to be as thorough as possible in their experimentation with irrigation timelines.
We press the boundaries beyond what most growers would even ever consider doing. We had some treatments that got no irrigation until almost the end of June.
Fulton went into further detail explaining what they've discovered so far with the experiment.
There's different ways to rate your conditions in the orchard, and basically if we wanted to avoid any risk at all, it was irrigate between 1 and 2 bars below the fully irrigated baseline. We see pretty good indications that anything below 2 bars below baseline and more stressed is definitely going to impact things like nut size, maybe end of the year yield, and different things like that.
This is California Ag Today.